curious explorers get ready to embark on a remarkable journey with random ventures of an indie traveler, your passport to captivating tales and intriguing facts about some fascinating destinations, guided by your host, Casey. Don't forget to keep an ear out for those special episodes where we dive into the enchanting realm of cryptids and legends based on these locations. Join us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more to satisfy your wanderlust. Now here is the host of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler.
Hey there, awesome adventurers. Welcome back to another episode of Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler. And today I have Rich with me. He's joining us again. Yay, he's back.
Yay.
Woohoo, welcome back.
Thanks.
Yeah. He was a little nervous to come back to the podcast, but hey, it's all exciting and super fun. So thank you for being here. He did a thumbs up. Okay. They can't see you. He's used to doing TikTok videos, so he said he likes video better. It's a little different of a realm here in the podcast universe, but hey, it's all good. Today we're diving into a topic that's as wild as a UFO sighting in broad daylight. We're going to Roswell. So, picture this, folks. It's 1947. It's a balmy July evening in Roswell, New Mexico. Suddenly, boom, something crazy or interesting crashes down from the heavens. Was it a bird? A plane? Nah, more like a flying saucer. Or so they say. So, the incident. Now, here's where things get a little extra juicy. The U.S. Army swoops in and declares they've nabbed themselves a flying disc. Cue the X-Files music. Ooh. Ooh. Yay, hey, X-Files.
Scary.
I always like the X-Files music. Very mysterious. But anyway, hold on to your tinfoil hats. Next thing you know, they're like, oops, just kidding. It's actually a weather balloon. Talk about a plot twist. So, Rich, what do you think? It was actually a UFO? Was it a weather balloon or something else?
As a believer in all things alien and UFO, like, I definitely think it was a UFO.
I think so, too. I mean, we'll talk about it later, but there was evidence, apparently. So, hey, why not? I feel like it definitely was a UFO. And they were just trying to cover it up. They try to do it with a lot of things, but we may never really know. Okay, so right upstairs, there is a cat that's wildly playing with its toy. So you might hear some things, but that's a cat playing. So enjoy the extra little sound effects. One of the craziest parts of the Roswell incident, it's rumors of them actually finding a real alien body. And if you watch Resident Alien, I think it was one of the Greys. What do you think?
Yeah, based on all the descriptions and everything, I think that matches it.
Yeah, I think it looks like one of the Greys. So, you know, typical alien, gray alien, huge eyes. Pretty much, that's it. But yeah, apparently alongside the wreckage, there was the alien body. And people had come up to the accident, and right away the military had come in and stumbled on this little humanoid body that looks straight out of a sci-fi flick. To picture a small hairless creature, it's like something from Resident Alien or Men in Black, sprung straight to life. What is the best alien movie out there or show? What do you think?
I think my favorite one ever was Independence Day.
Ooh, okay.
Movie-wise, even though that terrified me for years.
Yeah.
Still think it's the coolest. Show-wise, Resident Alien, that's good. I know there's been others, but that one, it's funny.
It is really funny. Yeah, I like Resident Alien. We're watching that right now, and it's really hilarious. If you haven't watched it, and if you're into this kind of stuff, then totally check it out, because Harry, the main guy, he's just really funny and weird. And so, yeah. You know, I like E.T. E.T. was a good one.
Yeah.
Classic.
I always felt bad for him.
Yeah, why?
He just looks so helpless.
Oh. At least he found some cool people, though.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
And what about you guys? What do you think? Feel free to email me, reach out at randomminitraveler@gmail.com. Also, check out the Facebook page with the same name as the podcast. Of course, finding an alien corpse next to a flying saucer got everyone talking about government cover-ups and secret alien autopsies. Some folks who came forward later claimed they handled the extraterrestrial remains and were sworn to secrecy by the military. Cue the conspiracy theories. Now, here's where it gets wild. Skeptics say it's all just a mix-up, like a game of interstellar telephone gone wrong. Sounds interesting and fun, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I would play that game. Just imagine, like, being in space and, like, saying a message, and then it coming, like, to different people in different areas, like parts of space, and then it coming back to Earth and being a completely different message.
I believe that. It would get confused.
Yeah, probably. It would seem like an alien message or something. But, yeah, I guess they reckon that the supposed alien body was just a misunderstood crash test dummy or some other top secret experiment the military was cooking up back in the 40s. A bit of hush-hush and men in black suits, and there you go. So do you think, were they actually hiding the truth or just trying to keep a lid on a case of mistaken identity?
I mean, I think there was something there, or at least I want to believe.
Yeah.
There was an alien there.
Yeah.
And they had a big cover-up, just the way things kind of came out. Stuff that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I still say alien.
Right. I believe that for sure, too. It just seems like there are so many things they're trying to, like, cover up. And aliens have always been something, and UFOs that have been so mysterious. And it seems like there are all these things, like, just trying to hide all the information. So I feel like it's true. Okay, so here, unveiling the mystery. Fast forward to the 90s, when the truth starts to seep out, like Area 51 gossip at a backyard barbecue. So Roswell, New Mexico, fully owns its cosmic cred as the epicenter of all things UFO. From offbeat attractions to mind-blowing experiences, this town beckons you and really encourages you to dive headfirst into the awesome extraterrestrial wonderland. The crown jewel, I believe, of Roswell is the UFO Museum and Research Center. That is the first place that we went when we visited, and it's really a must-visit place. It gives all the details. You can geek out and learn all about the 1947 incident. And you can relive that summer through the exhibits that are packed with awesome insights and information, things that people have experienced, witnesses. It gives other information from other people that have had their own encounters. And it's like stepping into a sci-fi time warp. Really cool. What did you think about that place?
I thought it was really cool. It's a place I'd want to go for a long time. Never thought I'd get a chance. I like how they pretty much detailed the whole storyline for you to kind of follow as you go through at least the first like half of the museum. And then the other half, it shows like different types of aliens supposedly out there, different types of UFO sightings. And then they have, you know, like models and recreations that are just a lot of cool photo opportunities. It was just a really cool thing. And then they also had like that research library on the other end. Remember, we found
yeah.
that and there was nobody else in there. And it's just all these books and evidence of UFO stuff so you could go do your own research. And the museum geek in me was like loving that part because it just seemed really like made the whole thing seem more like professional and legit than you would kind of think for anybody just coming in and like, oh, there's UFOs. It's like, no, there's people actually documenting this stuff. It was cool.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be so fun to go in there and do some research and spend the afternoon in there. I don't know. You can find out a lot of interesting stuff for sure. And then for an out-of-this-world adventure, you can check out the Alien Zone, which is a 3D exhibit that makes you feel like you're strolling through a cosmic playground. And you can kind of hang out with some aliens. And I believe, was that the area where we got to get little laser guns?
I think that was the spacewalk.
Okay. So there were a few places
that
seemed a little like similar, but different enough where you could have like fun little adventures, but it's really cool. Oh, the 3D one. That might have been that.
You think of the virtual reality one?
There was another place where it was like you could sit on the couch with the aliens or whatever.
Oh.
Area 51, Roswell. Okay. So it's a little place there in a little area that you can check out as you're walking around. And we'll have to put this picture on.
It's a fun that one
picture
in, yeah.
of like this crazy like insectoid alien. And I look very shocked by it. And Rich is giving a look of, what is that?
Like that's fear.
Fear.
That's fear.
Yes, we're very terrified by this insectoid. I would be. That would probably be the scariest alien to me because I don't like insects.
Yeah, that one's, of the things we saw, that was the most scary looking one.
Yeah. So that's definitely creepy. That's at the same place that we were talking about. But yeah, man, it's such a trip and it's so fun. And you can't miss the UFO Walk of Fame. There are like plaques honoring people in space exploration and researchers and heroes of UFOs and aliens, things like that. And then there was the spacewalk.
Spacewalk was cool. That was the one where it's like a black light and you go through and it's like you're in space and they give you little like toy guns to shoot. It doesn't score points or anything. It just makes it fun.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, it was weird. It was out there. And that, I guess, is part of the charm of Roswell.
Yeah. I feel like it reminded me of Disneyland.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Because in some of those rides in Disneyland, you get little laser guns and you can shoot the bad guys and stuff. So
it was probably the most fun thing we did there.
Yeah. I think so. I mean, there were quite a few fun things, but yeah, that was one of the most fun and exciting experiences. There is also a place called McDonald's. You may or may not have heard of this place.
I've never heard of them. What do they sell?
So, you know, it's like a fast food joint and they sell like hamburgers and stuff like that.
An interesting concept. I wonder if that will catch on.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be something. But it, you know, it's not so healthy, that's a thing. But you know, in Roswell there is this incredible McDonald's, and okay, I'm not like, McDonald's isn't my favorite restaurant, so please, like, you know, we're joking here, we're talking and having fun. But there is a really interesting McDonald's. It's the most fascinating one I've been to. And you know, typically they're kind of just regular, typical fast food place, but this one is UFO themed. There are alien statues outside even, and the building itself is like a UFO, right?
Yeah, like half of it looks like it's just like a UFO sitting there.
Yeah, it's really cool. And then across the street from the parking lot, there's a huge alien statue. And I mean, everywhere around this area, you can just take some really fun pictures, great photo opportunities. So if you do step by the McDonald's, even if it's just from the outside, just check it out. It's really cool, and it's not too far into town. Oh, there's a place that I almost forgot. It was the spaceport. So that is really cool because you go in, and you get to have your own UFO crash experience, right?
Yeah, it was a virtual reality experience. They had a couple things to choose from. We, of course, chose the UFO alien crash at Roswell, and you know, it was cool. They gave it a whole backstory and everything, and you're like one of the characters, and of course there's twists in it and everything, and it just makes you think of the crash from a, you know, more Hollywood perspective. Definitely fun.
Yeah, it was really cool because it showed like a farm type area, and it showed cows even, then like the UFO crashed, and it showed like the alien bodies that were strewn out of the spacecraft. And yeah, it was really interesting. And then you saw the government come in and you were like part of that whole experience and seeing kind of what happened. And they were talking about what they were going to do with the alien. And yeah, it was very interesting.
It was cool. It was fun.
Yeah, I loved that. So Roswell is definitely a place to be for all people interested in UFOs and aliens. It's awesome. So if you could create your own UFO-themed attraction in Roswell, what would it be? So maybe a nighttime UFO sky-watching party with telescopes and guided tours to spot flying saucers? Or how about an escape room where you have to crack alien puzzles to escape from a crashed UFO? How about an adventure park with zip lines and obstacle courses designed like an alien planet? Or step into a pop-up diner serving cosmic dishes and drinks with waitstaff dressed as friendly aliens. Or experience a holographic theater show where you witness a wild UFO encounter in wild, mind-blowing 3D. So what do you think, Rich? What would you choose?
I think the pop-up diner, because I think that was one thing that was missing in Roswell. I went in there kind of thinking there'd be some kind of space or alien-themed restaurant, and we didn't find anything like that.
We didn't,
really. And I think that would be a very fun thing to do.
Yeah, that would be. That would be so awesome. I agree. And having fun little alien and extraterrestrial cosmic like dishes and drinks, I wonder what they would come up with.
I don't know.
That would be fun. I know. I thought Roswell needed that. I mean, they had the McDonald's, but, you know, nothing where you can really, like, sit and enjoy for a longer period of time, and nothing, like, with themed dishes. So, yeah, that would be really awesome. Also, I think an escape room would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roswell goes all out for alien enthusiasts, and there are a lot of souvenir shops, and you can really get something for anybody. And they offer things from quirky alien tees to deep dive books on UFO conspiracy theories. And you have little fun alien shot glasses or squishy aliens for kids. You can even snag specialty items that are solely dedicated to extraterrestrial obsession. Just really anything you can think of. Pretty much they've got it. Though I could not find the alien lollipops that we found years ago.
I think we went to a lot of stores looking for those, and you never found them.
I know. We went to, like, probably 6 different places. Any place that we went to, they'd say, oh, try this other place. And then we would go there, and they didn't have it. So that was sad. The one place that would have it, they were out at the moment, right? They were getting an order in.
Think something, yeah.
Yeah, so I was sad about that. That was one thing my sister wanted as a souvenir, and I could not deliver. Anyways, in Roswell, you can find such amazing things. And the spirit and curiosity about the unknown are alive and kicking. Whether you're a hardcore believer in little green men or just intrigued by the town's charm, Roswell welcomes you to embrace the alien adventure fun. So grab your telescope, throw on that tinfoil hat, and get ready for a cosmic journey, Roswell style. Though we didn't have our tinfoil hats.
We should have.
I know.
We should have taken them.
We should have made them.
I made them before. I don't think you knew that about me.
No.
I convinced the kids to even wear them one time.
Cool. Where did you go?
No, it was just here at home.
It was here at home.
I think during COVID, it was like, this will protect us.
That's cute.
One kid actually wore it for a little bit.
Nice.
So, yeah. There's, that's awesome. There's background on me. I'm weird.
Yep. He is weird, but I am too, so it works. So, yeah. Grab those tinfoil hats, and maybe we'll have to make some. So, what was your favorite part about Roswell?
I know we couldn't go to the crash site for various reasons, so that was disappointing, but we stopped on the side of the road at the nearest exit that led to it, so I knew, like, in a distance, I'm looking at the crash site, so I think just being near that was cool. I don't know if one thing stands out, I liked all the weird gimmicky stuff they had. It was cool, it was alien, I mean, you can't really expect anything else. Roswell was just fun.
Yeah, absolutely fun. I love the 3D experience, I liked getting to experience that from the crash and the aliens kind of point of view, what that must have been like for them, too. It's a really interesting perspective. And also getting to see sort of the area where it came down and crashed, just super interesting. And also I loved, like, taking some funny pictures at that one place. That was really cool.
There's statues and, like, murals and just, like, random alien pictures all over town, like even in elevators and just everywhere, and we took a bunch of pictures. And that might have been one of the funner things we did, just all the random outtakes, mm-hmm. and especially your interactions. You interact with statues very well and pose and everything, and it makes it fun.
Yeah, it does. I like to interact and just, you know, show that you're having a good time, because you don't ever know when you're going to be back. So why not enjoy it as much as you can? So remember to check out the description box, because you can find the awesome coloring books I've got from Amazon, and you can also find the Facebook group and some other awesome stuff there. And you can find Rich on TikTok at
Cats for President.
Yeah. And what kind of stuff do you do up there?
Random adventures of my life. Mostly cats, though. Cats, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of cats. It's cool.
Yeah. It's weird.
And fun. So huge thank you and shout out to Teresa for the amazing intro, as well as the incredible musicians, Taurus, Soundroll, A Path Untold, and Aaron Paulo. Really huge thanks to all of you. Well, adventurers, whether you're a believer or a skeptic, Roswell sure knows how to keep us guessing. So until next time, keep your eyes on the skies and stay curious. Thanks for tuning in to another random adventure with us, and thanks, Rich, for being here.
Yay, I'm back.
Yay, all right.